So we start with the Trinity. Okay. Now, what I can realistically do, and we all realistically can do in a class like this, is to indicate key ideas and a certain framework. We cannot really lecture on all, otherwise we will repeat the whole. You took the Trinity for a whole semester, and to consume all of these things that you said, these are all courses for a semester, and we have one semester to tackle all of them. Okay? So I will indicate key ideas and maybe hopefully be able to present a framework, but you have to do your homework, right? You have to go to the books, you have to read, you have to do your fundamental research, and you should go to your class notes also. You have kept those class notes. Okay? So, okay, the Trinity here. Now, my advice, when you are given a question, please determine what the question is asking, and answer only what the question is asking for. Do not, sometimes it is the fault of the student. You do not answer the question, you go to another topic, and so the teacher will pursue that. So for example here, explain briefly the dogma of the Holy Trinity and what are the aspects being asked. First, how it has already been symbolized in the economy of the Old Testament. So focus on that. Go to the Old Testament and how it has been symbolized. But some students say, to be able to answer that, you need this background. And so you just expanded the question. So you are leading the professor and I'm sure you are doing that in order to lead the professor to a topic that you know. But it doesn't follow all the time. It doesn't follow all the time that you are leading the professor to a topic that you know. So just concentrate. Now see what the question is all about.
So this is question number
73.
The Holy Trinity. The first part there is how it has already, not the keywords, already symbolized in the economy, another term, of the Old Testament.
Okay. Now pay attention to those words. Okay. The question is telling us that in the Old Testament, the Trinity is already symbolized. So what you find in the Old Testament is a symbolization of the Trinity. Why is that so? In the Old Testament, do we already have a clear idea that this God is Trinity? In the Old Testament. When will that become clear, that God is Trinity? In Jesus Christ. No? In Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus that we get to know that there is Father, and there is Holy Spirit. Okay? But what we are saying is, even in the Old Testament, this reality that will be fully revealed in Jesus, at least in the Old Testament, we find already some prefiguration, some symbolization of this dogmatic truth about the Trinity. The word economy, what does that mean? Source.
Framework.
What does that mean?
The plan of salvation.
The plan of salvation. Economy doesn't mean transaction. This is a technical term in theology, no? The economy of the Old Testament, meaning the plan of salvation as found in the Old Testament. Okay? The plan of salvation as found in the Old Testament. Now, to alert you to a few things. Now, these are just some of the things that you might want to look at. Okay. Please take this down. Now, in the Old Testament, what do we see? We see a conviction that God is a God of life and vitality. God is a God of life and vitality. And so, we already in the Old Testament hear expressions like God's Spirit. The Spirit of God. And when you find that expression, Spirit of God, you associate it with life, movement. God's self-expression. So movement of life and self-expression associated with the terminology God's Spirit. In the Old Testament. At the same time, the expression God's Spirit is used to talk about the interiority of God, the inwardness of God, the inner life of God. In the Old Testament also, we already have expressions not only of the Spirit but also Word. Word. So we have God's Spirit as one expression we already found. But there you also find another expression in the Old Testament, God's Word, Dabar. And again, this Word, what do you remember about that? Word. In creation, so what is it? Is it just a sound? It is associated with what? Dabar Yahweh, the Word of God. It is associated with creation. So it is a word that does what it contains. It is a word that does what it contains. Unlike other words, no, they are just uttered. They are just made known. But here, the word is an active word. No? An active word. Accomplishing what it is meant to utter. Accomplishing what it is meant to utter. So you have the expressions, God's Spirit, and then God's Word. Remember, God's Word accomplishes. It is associated with again, a certain vitality on the part of God, but it is more in terms of doing, accomplishing what God wants. And then you also have another expression, God's wisdom. Wisdom, you find in the Old Testament, God's wisdom. And this wisdom of God knows the very heart of God, according to the book of wisdom. So God's wisdom knows the inner, the heart of God, knows the will of God. And therefore leads people to a conformity with God's will. Leads people to be in harmony with God's will. Because wisdom knows the will of God,
So who will lead people to know the will of God? The wisdom of God. Remember that prayer, no? Morning prayer. Week 3, Saturday, morning prayer. Of course you pray on Saturday, week 3. Don't tell me you pray only on 1st, 2nd, and 4th week, you know, prayer service. Now the prayer of Solomon there, you know? Grant me wisdom, the attendant at your throne. For I am a man weak and short-lived, and lacking in comprehension of laws and judgment. But with you is wisdom, who knows all things. And in fact, with God created things, the plan of salvation, the plan of God, that beautiful plan, who knows that well? Wisdom. So it is the wisdom of God that knows the actions of God, that knows the plan of God. And so if we want to be in harmony with God, we ask for wisdom, the wisdom of God. Now, I am concentrating on these three Old Testament expressions: God's Spirit, God's Word, and God's wisdom. And I'm sure you can go to the Old Testament books and find more. No? But during the exam, you have 10 minutes. So you don't have time to explain everything. So I think you will be safe if a professor asks you about this portion. Now, show me how in the Old Testament, you know, in the economy of the Old Testament, there is already some symbolization of the Trinity. But make sure you remain on the level of symbol. Because in the Old Testament, in the Old Testament, there is no clear differentiation yet about Father, Son, and Spirit. Okay? Like wisdom. To whom will you associate wisdom? To the second person of the Trinity, the Son, or to the Spirit, or to the Father? You see, we do not know yet, huh? We do not know yet. But at least in the language of the Old Testament, there is already a figure called wisdom, Sophia. And this is feminine. Huh? That's why the feminist writers say that wisdom, Sophia, in the Old Testament, is a prefiguration already of Jesus Christ. And in Jesus, you find also a feminine dimension. Because he was the one who knew the plan of God. Who knew and accomplished it. The Word. To whom do we associate the Word? Yeah, this is another. Especially when we come to, where in the New Testament will it become clear that the God's Word. What chapter?
One.
What verse?
One.
The beginning was
the Word.
Okay, so pre-existence, and everything was created through the Word. And then what happens to that Word? Okay, so now, what was symbolized in the Old Testament, when you go to the New Testament, there will be now delineation. The summit?
The summit of what was symbolized. Takes it
off. Kala ko yung bottled water sa akin.
Another thing is why in the Old Testament there are only symbolization. The reason is that in the Old Testament what was being emphasized there is that the people of Israel were able to know and glorify this one guy. Because that time, you should also know that that time during the time of the Old Testament, I read to all of the Egypt.
Yeah.
So the focus or the objectives of this Old Testament writer is to focus the attention of the people of Israel.
The one God. Yes.
Okay,
Yeah, that's true. But may I add that in the New Testament, it is still monotheistic. Huh? We did not become triistic in the New Testament. Huh? So when we start talking about the Son and the Spirit in the New Testament, it is not an abandonment of monotheism. Huh? So let us not contrast the Old Testament as monotheistic. That's why the three persons are not yet clear. That might imply that when you go to the New Testament, Christians have abandoned monotheism, huh? Because the three persons still do not end up becoming three gods. Huh? So it's still monotheistic. Now, in the Old Testament, the main reason why there is no clear delineation of the three persons in the Old Testament was the revelation has not happened. When will the revelation happen of the second person? In Jesus. Okay. So at this time, the revelation has not happened yet. Okay? So we, maybe if there are Jewish people here, if there are, no, in our class, maybe they will not even agree with us fully in saying that Spirit, Word, Wisdom are symbolizations of the Trinity. Maybe they will just say, these are attributes of the one God. We Christians, we are the ones who read the Old Testament, no, from our Christian perspective. We already believe in the Trinity. And so we read the Old Testament and say, well, in the Old Testament, there were already hints. No? Especially the word, Spirit, Word, Wisdom. No? In the New Testament, we know that the Word is Jesus Christ. The Spirit is the third person. But maybe the Jews who do not believe in the Trinity, they will read the Hebrew Scripture, what we call the Old Testament, and not see in this a symbol of the Trinity. Huh? They are just attributes of God. It is we, not we Christians, who will say that in the Old Testament there are already symbolic, you know, manifestations of what will come later. What will come later. So these are not separate persons yet in the Trinity in the Old Testament, because there was no concept of Trinity yet at that time. They were just attributes of God. But as you can see, Spirit, Word, Wisdom, they are all manifestations of God related to the plan of salvation. Okay? The plan of salvation starting with creation. Starting with creation. So in the plan of salvation, God reveals different attributes. There is the Spirit of God, there is the Word of God, there is the Wisdom of God. But these are revealed as God pursues the plan of salvation. So this is not a revelation that is academic. No? The revelation of God happens in the economy of salvation. God, we get to know God in God's saving action in history. Okay? And we need to emphasize that. Otherwise, we would reduce God to object of speculation. Whereas the truth is, we got to know God in the economy, in God's action. Let us recall it. Exodus. How did God reveal? How did Moses get to know God? In the burning bush. How did God reveal God's self? I am who am. And the God of Abraham. But you are forgetting the important line. I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cries. I know their suffering. Kaya pala yung ina-ask you about the word economy, it's just framework. Economia. When God reveals God's self, it is God who saves. And God who wants to get involved in the saving process of humanity. So I have seen the affliction of my people. I have heard their cry. I know their suffering. And so Moses, I send you. And only later, what did I tell them? Who sent me? The next to them, no? Tell them, I am who am, sent you. But the first manifestation of God is a God who is Savior. And in that economy of salvation, you see how the different writers emphasize by the Spirit of God, the Word of God, the wisdom of God. Now you read and do some research on this. But this might be sufficient. This might be sufficient for this portion. Okay? Now the second part of the question is, explain also how it has been fully revealed in the New Testament. Look at the way the question is fully revealed in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, symbolized. In the New Testament, revealed. Okay? And revealed fully. Okay? So, does this mean that during the Old Testament time, God was not Trinity? When did God become Trinity? When did God become Trinity? From eternity. So God has always been Trinity. Now, what is the difference now? If God has always been Trinity, how come in the Old Testament that was not known?
We are speaking about time, history.
Time and history. What happens in time and history? Look at the board. The words are there. From all eternity, God is Trinity. But how come we did not know that from the beginning? Look, letter B. Let us wait for revelation to happen. So from all eternity, God is already Trinity. No? But the revelation will happen in time. In time. No? So you have here, please. Once in an exam, I asked that. So do you mean to say, I asked the student, do you mean to say before Jesus Christ, God was not Trinity? I think so. When did God start becoming Trinity? With Jesus Christ. So can you say that Jesus invented the Trinity? Yes. See, huh? Yari talaga. The word, revelation. How did we know that God is Trinity? Through revelation. And that is revelation in time. In time. So, but that does not mean that from all eternity God is not Trinity. Okay? But we got to know God as Trinity in the revelation of Jesus Christ that happened in history, in a particular moment of history. Okay.